Hello, this is Meyer from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is your year of birth?
1947.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska
black
Native?
Black or African-American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. How satisfied will you say you are with the direction of the country? Will you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I think I'm somewhat satisfied.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
About six.
Six, okay. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. Number one, Israel-Palestine conflict. Number two, crime and violence. Number three, immigration. Number four, student loan forgiveness. Number five, jobs and the economy. Number six, voting rights and democracy. Number seven, cost of living and inflation. Number eight, climate change. Number nine, criminal justice reform, police violence. Number 10, teaching history in schools. Number 11, healthcare. Number 12, abortion. And number 13, racism and discrimination. You can select up to two.
Oh, my. I think jobs and the economy.
Okay.
And there were so many. I guess racism.
Racism and discrimination, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one will be black members of Congress.
10 is very favorable.
Yes, 10 is very warm and favorable.
Very warm and favorable, 10.
Okay. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
2.
Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. The next one, Tim Walz.
About 8.
Okay. The next one, Joe Biden.
8.
Okay. The next one, Hakeem Jeffries.
5.
Okay. The next one, Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Okay. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I'm going as quick as I can. We're 50% done, okay? And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Number one, very certain. 2, somewhat certain. Number 3, not too certain. Or number 4, not at all certain.
Number 1.
Not at all certain.
Please?
Yes, can you... Yes, so the question is, and how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too
very
certain.
Certain.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Will you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
Say the question again, please.
Sure. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Oh, under Biden, for sure.
Okay. Second. And is that much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
Much better.
Okay.
Under Biden.
Got it. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, a 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. I'm going to read the first statement. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric, or communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. 0, it does not raise any concerns. 5, in the middle, or 10, raises a lot of concerns. Okay. The next one, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans wants to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation.
10 raises a great deal of concern. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, 10.
Okay. Next one. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk.
10.
Okay. Next one. Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will get health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security.
Very much concerned. 10.
Okay. Next one. We're 80% done. Okay, I'm going as fast as I can.
Okay.
All right. The next one will be, Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away the access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools.
Very much concerned.
Okay, but how will you rate it, 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options. Number one, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Number two, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number three, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Number four, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. And number five, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us.
And number one was what again?
Yes, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists.
Okay, number one. And can you read the last one again for me?
Sure. The number five is, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for us.
Okay, that one.
Okay, thank you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0?
Don't even give me 10.
Okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I thought that was the previous question.
Wasn't? Yes, this is just, I'm just going to ask just a few of the questions again. It's not going to be all of them, but it's part of the survey.
10.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Read the question again for me, please.
Sure. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh boy. Is there a somewhat conservative? Is that one of them?
Yeah, one of them is somewhat progressive and the other one is somewhat conservative.
I think I'm somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time? Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
140,000.
Okay. Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? So.
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.